This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Government decides to transfer suspended Chief Secretary Baikunta Aryal to Nepal Planning Commission in today's cabinet meeting. Chinese Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs Sun Weidong arrives in Kathmandu today. And gunmen kill police and priest in attacks on places of worship in Russia's Dagestan. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to transfer the Chief Secretary Dr. Baikunta Aryal to a special post as equal to the Chief Secretary position in the National Planning Commission. Dr. Aryal was suspended followed by the corruption charges filed against him. Communication and Information Technology Minister Rekha Sharma confirmed that the decision to reassign Dr. Aryal was made during the cabinet meeting today. Additionally, the government resolved to allocate the pending financial equalization subsidy for the fiscal year 2023 to 2024 to local levels. Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs of the People's Republic of China, Sun Weidong, arrived in Kathmandu this morning. He arrived on a three-day official visit to attend the 16th meeting of Nepal-China Diplomatic Consultation Mechanism taking place in Kathmandu on 25 June 2024. He was warmly welcomed by Krishna Prasad Hakal, Joint Secretary and Head of the Northeast Asia Division of Ministry of Foreign Affairs at the VIP Lounge in Tribhuwan International Airport, Kathmandu. Foreign Secretary Ms. Seva Lamsa will lead the Nepali delegation comprising of senior officials from various ministries of the Government of Nepal at the Consultation Mechanism meeting, while Vice Minister Weidong will lead the Chinese delegation, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs stated. During the visit, overall areas of bilateral relations and cooperation between Nepal and China will be discussed. The Chinese Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs is also scheduled to pay courtesy call on President Ramchandra Podil and Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda during his visit. Vice Minister Weidong will leave Kathmandu on 26 June 2024. The National Examination Board is going to publish the results of the Secondary Education Examination SEE 2023 this week. Office of the Controller of Examination Grade 10 Bhaktapur has arranged various means to view the results easily. By issuing a notification on Monday, the office has made the arrangement to view the results via SMS, IVR and through websites. In the House of Representatives meeting today, the lawmakers have drawn the attention of the government towards mitigating flood risk, addressing Parliament staff's demand, suspension of Chief Secretary Dr. Baikunta Aryal in corruption allegations, and late payments of dairy farmer. Lawmaker Madhav Sapkota said that all the temporary structures rebuilt after the floods have been washed away again by heavy rain. Similarly, lawmaker Dhanraj Gurung said that the fraud cases of manpower companies have been increasing day by day. Likewise, parliamentarian Samjana Thapalia said that the increasing theft cases of Siraha and other districts of Tarai must be looked upon seriously as the culprits have started threatening people. Other lawmakers have also urged the government to look into contemporary issues. The Legislation Management Committee of the National Assembly convened at Singhadarbar today. The committee's members decided to delay further proceedings on the Media Council Bill for consultation with the government. During the meeting, parliamentarians disagreed with the bill's provision on recommendations, qualifications, and the structure of council officers. Parliamentarians emphasized the need for extensive deliberations, particularly on the qualifications of journalists and the organizational framework of the Media Council. Teams of the Armed Police Force Nepal have been kept on standby along with necessary means and resources in all provinces for this year's monsoon response. According to the Armed Police Force Nepal, monsoon response teams have been mobilized in respective places in order to rescue victims of flood, landslide, inundation and disaster during monsoon. Armed Police Force Nepal spokesperson Kumar Neopane shared that trained Armed Police Force personnel would be deputed at National Emergency Operations Center, Province Emergency Operations Centers and the District Emergency Operations Centers established across the country and make necessary coordination. The Melamchi Water Supply Development Board is going to close the tunnel entrance of the Melamchi Water Supply Project in Sindhupalchok from today. The executive director of the committee, Ratna Prasad Lamichani, said that the water in the Melamchi River has increased due to flooding. Furthermore, Lamichani informed that the project is going to be closed from today to protect the structure. About 7,000 people will likely be affected due to the monsoon-triggered landslide and flooding this year in Tanhu district. This was informed by the Emergency Response Plan 2024 prepared by the District Administration Office, Tanahu. It is estimated that 70,000 people of 15,000 households in the entire Gandaki province will be affected due to monsoon-induced disasters this year. The Chief District Officer and Chair of the District Disaster Management Committee, Janardhan Gautam, said the plan has listed landslide as the number one risk this year in Tanahu. A historical photo exhibition is going to be held on the occasion of the birth anniversary of former President of Nepali Congress and former Prime Minister Girija Prasad Koirala. The photo exhibition entitled Kranti Dekhi Shanti Samma, From Revolution to Peace, will be organized at the Party Central Office Sarepa on July 2 in coordination with the Information Communication and Publicity Department of Nepali Congress. Financial management has been assured for the mid-Kali Gandaki hydropower project that is going to be constructed in the Kali Gandaki River. Six commercial banks led by Nabil Bank Limited are investing ₹9.12 billion for the 66.3 megawatt hydropower project being constructed by the IME Group's Hydro Support Private Limited at Annapurna Rural Municipality in Magdi. Project Chief Chandra Dakal shared preparations have been made to build the infrastructure of Central Kali Gandaki under the leadership of Nabil Bank a few days ago. A person died and four others were taken ill after consuming wild mushrooms in Makwanpur. According to the District Police Office, Makwanpur, the deceased ones and those fallen sick were from the same family at Daguwang of Rakshirang Rural Municipality. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Attacks on police officials, churches and synagogues in Russia's North Caucasus Republic have left many people dead. The BBC reports that gunmen targeted the cities of Derbent and on the Orthodox festival of Pentecost. The deaths include more than 15 police officers and several civilians. Six of the attackers are dead and police are hunting for others. The assailants have not been identified yet. Hundreds of Palestinians migrate from the Al-Mawasi area in western Rafah following the deadly Israeli attack on the region in Khan Yunis, Gaza, on Sunday. According to BBC, many Palestinians have escaped fighting in Rafah by fleeing to nearby Khan Yunis. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that the those intense phase of fighting in Rafah in southern Gaza is nearly over, but that this does not mean that the war is coming to an end. Prime Minister Netanyahu said the war would continue until Hamas was completely driven from power. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Heavy rain is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province. At present, local wind is partially influenced the rest of the territory. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government decides to transfer suspended Chief Secretary Baikunta Arial to National Planning Commission in today's cabinet meeting. Chinese Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs Sun Weidong arrives in Kathmandu today. And gunmen kill police and priests in an attack on places of worship in Russia. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.